I'm finally here. So I just wanna testify, make it crystal clear.
Take
see,
time.
I've been picked out to be picked on. Talked about out my friend's mouth. I've been beat down till you turn my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. Cause I ain't good enough, but he still loves me.
Yeah.
I ain't no superstar. The spotlight ain't shining on me.
No, no, no. About me.
What
they
say about me?
That you listen to all the words, because I feel like at some point in everybody's life you feel like this.
Lord, I'm split in two. Part of me loves the world and the other loves you. So what do I do? I want to be saved, but I gotta stay cool too. And no, I'm not a fool. I know eventually I'm gonna have to choose, and really I don't want to lose my ticket into heaven and by you. And if it's God after, I just can't serve two masters. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. And it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. Oh. See, I've realized When it comes to sin, you just don't compromise. See, it's a matter of death and life. Be weak and do wrong, or be strong and do right. And I don't wanna keep going to church, singing all about how much you're worth, and then continue doing my dirt, living as if I didn't care if you're hurt. 'Cause if it's God that I'm after, I just can't serve two masters. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. 'Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. It'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. Before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Gotta be white or black, yeah. No gray, no shades of gray. No, 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 no. Don't work like that, no gray, no, no.
Woo! This one is for all the slack folks. Listen to me, if you will.
You can't,
yeah,
straddle the fence.
Did y'all hear what I said? Say it again.
You can't.
Got a little verse here I want to sing to y'all. You call yourself a true missionary, but you spend all night creeping with Sister Mary, and y'all women on the front row whip your skirt real high. The preacher can't preach 'cause you keep catching his eye. Heard that. Say it again.
You can't.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Straddle the fence.
I'm talking to y'all at the hole in the wall. You call yourself a full-time deacon.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord. Stand to your feet this morning. God has been good. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you look good. Come on, bless somebody today. Hallelujah. Amen. For this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. How many glad to be here today? Hallelujah. Praise God. We welcome all of you here today, and those in radio land, thank you for being a part of our service today. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. 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 Come on, help me. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. 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 We can't sing right until you come, Lord, in this place. We can't sing right until you come, Lord, in this place. We can't sing right until you come, Lord, in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this. One more time. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. 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 Come on, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have now have our invocation. Amen. By Deacon Wyatt. Amen. Let's come. Praise God. Looking clean, ain't he?
Good morning, New Hope family.
Good morning.
Y'all got a new person coming in town now. See what I can do.
Praise God.
Yeah, may we bow our head. First, you, Lord, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for watching over us last night. Mm-hmm. And you opened our eyes.
Yes, Lord.
And I know you smiled down on us and said that our job was well done.
Mm-hmm.
You brought us out to your house of worship.
Thank you, Lord.
We come to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
This time we come to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we will have our scripture at this time. Amen. She will come. This is New Members Sunday. Amen. So we're putting the new members at work today. Amen. This is Sister Teresa Loca, Evelina Deadport. Amen. Praise God. All right. All right. Thank God for her.
Our scripture today will be coming from Acts, the second chapter.
All right.
Starting at the 41st verse. Acts 2 and 41.
Amen.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them unto 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, mm-hmm. and in breaking of bread,
mm-hmm.
and in prayers.
In prayer.
And fear came upon every soul,
mm-hmm.
and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And all that believed were together and had all things common.
Common.
The sold and sold their possessions and their goods and parted them to all men as every man had need.
Mm-hmm.
And they continuing daily, mm-hmm. with one accord in the temple,
mm-hmm.
and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness, mm-hmm. of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily,
daily.
Such as should be. I have read to you Acts, the second chapter, the 41st through the 47th verse.
Amen.
A word of God for the people of God.
Amen. Amen. Come on, give her a hand, Sister Evelina Danford and Deacon Jerome Wyatt, our new members. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let us at this time have a selection coming from our male chorus. Give them a hand as they come.
Believe that every day that you live, God give you a blessing, huh? And you know what? You look over your life and you realize that He can bless you over, over and over again. And a lot of times, in spite when we don't do right, He still keep on blessing us. Give Him a hand, a round of applause. Come on, God. By the Lord, y'all.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over. You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see, you gave me a tongue to talk. And I want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me leg to walk. Oh, you keep on blessing me. Over and over,
over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and over,
over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and over,
over and over again.
And one more thing. I can move around, but I can wave my hand. When I speak to you, I can understand.
I
got a home to live in, where I can lay my head. I could have been sleeping in my grave, but you kept me alive. Say, Lord, you keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and over. Lord, you
keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
And I want to thank you.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over again.
And I want to thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want to thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So many times.
You made a way for me.
Over. Yeah, come on, church. Now, I want to ask you out there. If God been blessing you and been doing it over and over again, you can have no problem helping tell the Lord.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You
Yeah. How many can testify to that? Keeps on blessing me over and over again. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. For all of his rich blessings. Amen. I don't know about you, but every day of my life, he keeps blessing me over and over again. Surely we give all the honor and all the praises to our Heavenly Father and to all of the Reverend clergies in the house and to the officers, to the mothers, to the ushers, our saints and friends, and to all of those that are listening into our broadcast. We welcome you here, amen, to our services today. This is our new members, amen, service, amen. We're going to ask all of those that join, amen, I guess from 2020, amen, will you stand up until now? Those that joined from 2020, under here. Praise God, praise God, amen, those that are here, amen. We are so happy, amen, to have you here. God bless you. I would suggest that y'all get the tape this morning from the morning lessons, because membership have privileges. And I told you some of those privileges in the message this morning. So I would suggest that you, if you can, get that message. But God bless you. We are so happy and we welcome you here to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. We're looking forward to you sharing your talents and your gifts with us to help us all grow, because we are here together and we need one another. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. You might be. See, wait, before y'all sit down, I'm sorry, before you sit down, because, you know, this pandemic and we've been through some things and we really haven't got to know the new members. So starting over here, tell us your name one more time. That's Deacon Wyatt over there. Amen. Right here. Denise Gardner. All right. Evelina Danford. Amen. Praise God. I go. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. We're so happy to have you. Amen. Praise God. All right. At this time, I want to make you aware of that we are so grateful for all of your cards and your gift during the Christmas season. Thank you. You might be seated. All of your cards and your gift during the Christmas season that we received, I just want to thank you for that. Amen. And one other thing that I want to praise God for is that my mother turned 92 on yesterday. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Mother said, seemed like all her one she grew up with is dying out. Amen. One of my aunts passed last week. She was, I think, 89. Amen. And so my mother said, you know, it just looked like everybody around my age is dying out. So I told Mama, I said, listen, your assignment ain't up yet, because I still need some more black eyed peas and collard greens and chicken. Amen. I said, those that are gone, we praise God for them. Amen. But you, it's not your time yet. Amen. So sometimes you just have to remind one another, it's just not your time yet. Your assignment is not up. It's only up when God says it's over. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for Mama, and we pray that she have many, many more years. Amen. God bless you. Now, all of those that had a birthday in January, where you stand? Amen. Standing up, man. Birthdays. There's one over here. Amen. 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 Like I said, my mother's birthday Amen. It's this month. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday to you. Praise God. We pray that you have many, many, many more. And those that are listening in also, we wish you a happy birthday. Amen. Was anybody courageous to get married in this cold month? We have anybody get married? We got one back there. The Lone Ranger. Tell us how many years. Praise God. 28 years. Praise God for blessing your marriage for so long. And all of those that are listening that had a wedding anniversary this month, amen. We thank God for you also. Amen. God bless you. We continue asking that you would get vaccinated, amen, so you be protected and that you will protect being around others. And so hopefully we all can do that so that we stay safe. All right, let us continue praying for those that are on our sick and shut-in list and those that who are bereaving, that have lost loved ones. Amen. Let us keep Deacon Daryl Griffin family in prayer. His father passed on last week. Amen. So his home-going service will be, celebration will be this coming Wednesday, I believe, at the Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church there in Canton. And so let us, Cartersville, thank you so much. Is there a time? 11 o'clock. Amen. 11 o'clock. Amen. So please keep the Griffin family in prayer, if you will. Also, pray for Sister Darlene Lewis, who brother passed in Las Vegas, and I believe they had his home-going ceremony on this past week. Also, let's pray for the family of the actor Sidney Poitier and Betty White. They passed on last week. So let's keep those families in prayer. Amen. Pray for my family, the Steed family and the Edwards family. My aunt Clara, she passed on this past week also. So please keep them lifted in prayer. Deacon Rivers, let's keep him and his family in prayer. They had the home-going ceremony for celebration for his grandson there in New Orleans. Amen. So please keep them lifted in prayer. Also, our very own Reverend Guyton here, he had the home-going ceremony for his wife, celebration for his wife there in New Orleans this past, week before last. So please keep them lifted in prayer. Elder Bradshaw, let's keep him and his family lifted in prayer. His niece there in Detroit, they had her home-going celebration on this past week. Dr. Robin and Jesse Tucker, his father passed, and they had his home-going celebration this past Tuesday. Amen. So keep them lifted in prayer. Pray for Mother Leola Wyatt. Amen. I understand that she's getting a little weak now. And I think Mother will be 94 very soon. So please keep her lifted in prayer, if you will. Sister Ernestine Clark, who's undergoing chemo and radiation. Brother Glenn Bonner, Groucho White, Angie Smith, all recovering from strokes. Amen. Brother Reverend Daryl James, Deaconess Karen Armstrong, and all the rest that is on our prayer and concern list, we ask that you would please lift them in prayer. You never know when your name is going to be added to the list. Amen. If you want somebody to pray for you, so let us pray mightily for one another. God bless you. We love you. Amen. At this time, we're going to have another selection from our meal course. Amen. And then after that, we're going to have our very own Reverend Kitchen is going to come and deliver the message this morning for our new members. Amen. Service. Amen. So we know that we're in for a treat. Amen. One of God's best preachers and teachers. Amen. None other than the Reverend Aaron Kitchens. Let's praise God for him. Praise God. Let's hear this choir today.
Good morning, New Hope. It's a good day to be here, isn't it? Yesterday in rehearsal, Steve started playing this song, and it took us down memory lane real quick, and I'm just going to tell you this quick story. We're going to get out your way. Back in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, the story goes that a grandmother had lost everything she had. She lost her home. She lost her car, clothes. She even lost some of her family members. And they evacuated her and several others to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Some of y'all may remember this. When she got to the shelter, they put her in a room or an area filled with people, and she was sitting there on a cot, and the tears began to run down her eyes. Nobody stopped and asked her why, except this one young man. He saw her, and he just couldn't help himself, and he just had to ask her. He said, "Ma'am, why are you crying?" And tears streamed down her face, and she began to sing these simple words. And she said, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, Lordy, yeah.
Jesus is his name." You can sing it with us. Come on, men. Ooh. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, Lordy.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus is his name. Let's sing that one more time. All over the building. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Good on it.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is his name. About this time, the lady was still tears streaming down her eyes. And she looked and they saw the EMTs running by real fast with a patient on a gurney. And she said, "Where are you guys going?" She said, "We've got to get this man over to the triage tent because he needs some medical attention." The lady began to stand up and the paramedic stopped and she just reached out her hands and said, "Healer, healer, healer.
Healer, yeah.
Healer, healer, healer."
Yeah.
Some of us have a healer. Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus is his name. Jesus is his name. Let's say that one more time. Healer. Healer, healer, healer.
Follow.
Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah.
Oh my. Is his name. I think I'm going to stay right there for a minute, because with everything that's going on right now with this pandemic,
come on, sir.
We've lost some, some survived, and some never caught the virus. But I promise you, if it's not COVID, it could be cancer.
Yeah.
If it's not cancer, it could be something else. And if you don't know God to be a healer, I do.
Yeah.
And maybe some of your family members do, but I just can't help but sing that one more time, because I know him to be a healer for myself.
Yeah.
Healer, healer. Healer,
oh,
Come on, sing it with me.
Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah, yeah. Healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
Can you come?
Jesus is his name.
Jesus is his name.
Come on, raise those hands and come on, sing it with me. Healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
That's it. Come on. Reverend Kitchens, I'm going to leave him with this one. About this time, there wasn't a dry eye in the building because even though she was going through herself, she took the time to stand up and pray over somebody else.
Yes.
And the young man tapped her again and said, how can you do this with everything that's going on with you?
Hello.
She simply looked up towards heaven and she uttered these words right here. She simply said, Savior, Savior, Savior. Kitchens, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Savior,
Savior, Savior, Savior.
My Lord.
Oh, my. Savior, Savior, Savior.
My Lord.
Come on, Jesus.
Jesus is.
Now, the final thing says, thank you. Come on, we got to do it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
If you don't know nothing else, just say it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Jesus is his name.
Jesus is his name.
I got enough to say it. Come on. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
He's been just that good. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Jesus is his name.
Jesus is his name.
All over building. Come on, say it with me. Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
That's it. Come on, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, my.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Sing this part right here. Jesus is his name.
Jesus is his name.
If you don't know nothing else, you can simply say,
Jesus is his name.
He put food on your table. Anybody got a witness?
Jesus is his name.
Put some clothes on your back.
Hello.
And Jesus is his name.
You got transportation. You can go back and forth where you need to go.
Jesus is his name.
You may not have it all, but you got something.
Jesus is his name.
I'm not a millionaire here, but I'm rich in glory.
Jesus is his name.
Sister Bond, it's all right to shed them tears because his name is?
Jesus is his name.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? Jesus?
Jesus is his name.
Now, let me say this. I'm the shyest one up here. But I promise you, when it comes to what the Lord has done for me,
well,
to me,
yeah,
and with me.
Yeah.
Because 10 years ago, I promise you, I thought I was up out of here.
My love.
It wasn't about sickness.
Yeah.
I just really thought I was gone. But then I thought about everything that God gave me.
Yeah.
That I didn't ask for.
Yeah.
I wake up and take a breath. God gave me that.
Yeah, come on, say it, son.
I go to the refrigerator, I can pick and choose what I want. God gave me that.
Yeah.
It's raining on the outside, but I haven't got wet on the inside of my house.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me bring this thing even closer. This house.
Yeah.
God blessed it from head to toe.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't do anything else, he's done enough just for me to say his name over and over. And I can say,
Jesus is his name.
Come on, Kitchens. I'll be up here all day. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Jesus is his name.
Because I got so much to be thankful for.
Yeah,
Jesus.
No.
Jesus is his name. I just can't stop. I mean, just Jesus.
Jesus is.
Let me. I got to go back to the top and call his name. Jesus. One more time.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, say it with me now.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sister Holman, we know his name? Jesus is his name. To the new members, if you can't say nothing else, say Jesus, 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 Jesus. Just a wave offering. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
My Lord.
Oh, my. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on.
Praise him. Praise him.
We got two of them. Come on.
Praise him.
Jesus is everything to me.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what he is to you. But he's everything to me.
Everything.
My grandmother's still living. My mother's still living. My yeah. brother's still living. Yeah. Even though my dad is dead and gone,
yes,
he's still been good.
Yes.
If you don't know nothing else, you can rejoice that God's been good to you,
yes,
you, and even you.
Yes.
In spite of all the stuff that you've done wrong,
yes,
the stuff that you didn't get right, the stuff that you're trying to get right.
Yes.
Don't wait till tomorrow.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. I ain't going to tell you about tomorrow, but
today
and tonight is God's promise. So right now,
yeah,
while I yet still have breath in my body,
yeah,
I'm going to give him God the praise.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
I can stay right there all day. Yeah. Just today.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been flying. We've been on tour. We've
yeah.
been all across this United States, but God brought us back home.
Yeah.
That's enough to tell him, thank you.
Thank you.
If I leave here tomorrow,
yeah,
I know where I'm going. I can tell him, thank you.
Thank you.
He's been just that good.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't ask him for nothing. Just tell him, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
He's given you enough.
Yes,
just tell him, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Reverend Guy, he's still sitting here.
Yeah.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you.
Pastor Steed and the family, they're still here.
Hallelujah.
We can tell him thank you.
Thank you.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh, tell him thank you.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Glory.
Somebody know that he's been good to you.
Yes.
If the Lord's been good to you,
yes,
tell him thank you.
Thank you.
If he's been good to you, say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you. Hey, hey. Yeah. Praise your name. Yes, sir.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your Holy Spirit. This hour, this moment. Oh, Holy Spirit, you're here right now. Continue to fix us and fix our minds and our hearts. Endow us again with your power. In the name of Jesus, remove self out of the way. This hour, this second, this moment, Lord, in the end, you will get the glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Been good to us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Made ways out of no way. Thank you. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you.
lift your hands and worship Him. Say it again, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Oh, I said, I worship you. And I just want to tell you, oh, 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 that I love you. Yes, I do. Oh, 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 oh. Anybody got something to be thankful for? Say, I love you, Jesus.
We give honor to God, who is our Heavenly Father. Again, to the wonderful Holy Spirit. Who is our comforter and our guide. Oh, what a sweet spirit it is in this place. When I think about all of the things that God has done. Church, I can't help but give Him glory. Give Him the praise. Give Him the honor that He deserves. He's so awesome. Give honor to my pastor, Dr. Steve, Sister Young and her staff. On this new Members Day, we give honor to all of the new members. Give honor to my wife, to First Lady Steed. Amen. I am privileged to be able to stand before you. Amen. I often think about how good God is. I don't know about you, but Sister Holman, just last night, there were dangers lurking throughout our bedsides. But somewhere early this morning, He touched us, woke us up. We were clothed in our right minds. Amen. Again, I'm elated to be here today. Amen. To stand before you. I do not count this as a light privilege of anything. I count it as a glorious privilege to be able to stand before you. Won't be before you long. Amen. Pastor at the early service took care of all the business that needed to be taken care of. Amen. I was tuned in. I wasn't here, but I was tuned in. Amen. What a word. What a wonderful word. Turn with me, if you would. We give honor to all of our deacons, to all of the members of this church as well. Amen. Mothers, members, and friends. Turn with me to the Old Testament, the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus. The 13th chapter. The book of Exodus, the 13th chapter. Two verses. Verses 17 and verse 18. It reads from the New King James Version. Then it came to pass, meaning that it happened. Sister McGee, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God, somebody say that God, did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, somebody say, God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. Verse 18, so God led, somebody say, God led the people around by the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And when the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. May God bless the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. Amen. Today we want to use as a thought, when God sees more than what we see. I know today is New Members Day, and we recognize the fact that we all at some point in time have come to a membership of some church or sort. I realize today being New Members Day is a day where we come, Dr. Steed, to celebrate those who have joined here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Today, being New Members Day, I love the word new members. Amen. Because it rings a bell that there's something different that's about to happen in each of our lives. I'm just talking about the word new. But Dr. Steed, this week, as I was pondering, Lord, what is it that you would have your people to hear? God led me to this particular passage of scripture. When God sees more than what we see. And Dr. Steed, it's interesting that this morning in Sunday school, when we began to talk about Hagar, Sarah, and Abraham, and Isaac, and Ishmael, we began to have a conversation concerning how God still keeps his promises. Are y'all gonna pray with me? I remember some years ago, Pastor, that in my personal life, there were some detours. You do know the word detour means that you cannot go in this direction that you are headed in. There is another, somebody say another, direction that you will have to take. All of us are familiar or have become familiar with the signs that are posted on our streets today whereby they have detours from one road to another road. I remember, and perhaps Sister Kitchens can remember on our way to Gatlinburg one day. The Lord decided that if we came off of 75 and take the scenic route up through the mountains to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, that we would see some different things. I declare God will take you on some detours. Are you going to pray with me? Huh? I realized that Dr. Steed, we live in a culture today wherewith we have all kinds of time-saving devices. I get news from alerts on my phone, and my phone in just seconds or even minutes is all over the country. Are y'all praying with me? A wealth of information is available at our fingertips. We can ask Siri, and I didn't know nothing about Siri. Huh? I didn't know nothing about till I received this. It may have been on the 10 or the 11 or whatever, but I was used to the 5 and 6. And when I discovered that you can speak to Siri and she can tell you what the population is in New York City, that amazed me. Talking about the different devices that we have at our hand. But Dr. Steed, I was reading in a book, and I wrote it down here when I was doing the lesson here. It is said that it took Hudson Taylor about 4 months to go from England to China and the same time to send mail back to England. Now, we can text. Somebody say text. We can FaceTime. And I didn't know about FaceTime till I got the iPhone and hit FaceTime. I'm not used to all of these gadgets. Huh? Modern technology has changed, but when I hit FaceTime, I can talk to see and see Sister Kitchens. I can talk and see my daughter. I can talk and see those that I want to see when I'm talking to them. So what does that tell us, Dr. Steed? Naturally, we expect God to work in the same way. Are y'all going to pray with me? It's unimaginable that he would be slow or inefficient in accomplishing his will. Now, today being New Members Day, I remember that sometime ago we were traveling from church to church. Huh? Some people call it church hopping. I don't know what they mean by that, but We was going from church to church trying to find a church home that would be suitable to what we were comfortable with. But I declare, if God is in the church, and he is, huh? It does not matter where you are. And let me just say something about the church in case you just didn't know. The church, I know you've heard this before, Brother Cherry, the church is not this building. Are y'all going to pray with me? Huh? This building is only a tabernacle. Huh? It's a sacred place where we come to worship and serve and give God the praise. This building. Huh? It's not to be treated any old kind of way. But let me clarify something. The church is us. Because down on the inside, somebody ought to help me, the Holy Spirit ought to dwell with all of us. Therefore, we become, hey, a people of God. Huh? Kitchen, what are you talking about? We become a people of God. We become a people of God because there's been a change in our lives. Huh? Reverend Guyton, we've been regenerated. We've been baptized. What? In the water. Huh? When we came up, we had what? A new life. So regeneration means that there's been a change. Huh? The way that I used to talk, Reverend Gordon, I don't talk like that no more. The way I used to walk, I got a swag now. But that swag is in Jesus. Are y'all going to pray with me? Huh? They used to, Pastor, back in the day, if you didn't have that look. Y'all know what I mean. That little dip. Huh? They called it a dip. But oh, look at us now. We can dip with the Holy Spirit because we've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Are y'all praying with me? Of course, God is not slow. Jerome knows what he's doing, and he accomplishes his will and his purpose right on schedule. It's us that's the problem, because a lot of times we get in a hurry. We just can't wait for the Lord. Huh? It talked about it in the Sunday school lesson. Huh? If you attended Sunday school, you know Ishmael was the illegitimate child. Huh? All because they couldn't wait for God to move. And that's what's wrong with us. That's why we're in the pandemic right now. God sometimes has to take us through the scenic route. Somebody know what the scenic route is? The scenic route, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to be done in just a moment. But the scenic route gives you a different direction. It's in the scenic route. Somebody say the scenic route. Where God begins to move. Where God begins to make ways out of no way. The scenic route. Different direction. But now, God and his purpose is right on schedule. He accomplished his will, for in the Bible, Isaiah 46 and 10, it reads, God told Moses, Isaiah, that I will make known the end from beginning, from the ancient times, what is still to come.
I say my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. That's God speaking. So now, why is it, Kitchen, that we tend to go ahead of the law? Well, God knows that we know that we don't know the direction we need to take. Have you ever been launched out into the deep and then wonder sometime, where is God? You ever been there? I'm talking about out there so far. And if you can swim, anybody know anything about swimming in the ocean? Huh? If you swim in the ocean, it's unlike swimming in the swimming pool. Huh? The ocean has currents, and you have to swim with those currents. Well, how do you know, Kitchen? Because I had to learn. Huh? I got so far out there in the deep. Had to learn how to come back in, and it wasn't easy. Huh? I was glad to see land. Ain't never been back out there. Not that far. Huh? We was on a rafter and on those little floats. And sometimes the current would continue to take you on out there. Huh? That's what God does sometimes. God will launch us out into the deep. Sometimes he launches us out there to give us a lesson so that we will still know that he's still God. He knows, Dr. Steed, how much stress and how much temptation and how much pressure our faith can endure. He knows, huh? He knows we're in this pandemic. He knows God's ear is not deaf, huh? He's trying to see where we are. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. And I found this out, that it's easy to talk about God, Jesus Christ, his son, when things are going well. It's real easy. But what if you get a knock on your door, huh? What if a fire came overnight and took your home and you get a knock on your door that something has happened to one of your family members, yet you read in the Bible how God miraculously delivered people time and time again. We read, but it amazes me how we can just study. And never put into action what we have been studying. Are y'all praying with me? Huh? I'm not scared of this pandemic. When it's my time to go, it's my time to go. Huh? Guys on the job talk, and I heard Adrian talking in that song about how blessed he is and how blessed all of us are. Guys talk on the job saying, Kitchen, you act like don't nothing bother you. I say, well, whatever you put into your soul usually comes out into your actions. If you speak those things, then those things are going to reflect in your mindset. And you have to program your mind on the things that are above and not the things on this earth. Are y'all going to pray with me? Dr. Steed, I'm almost done. I won't take too much more time. While it's true, the shortest distance between two points, Sister Holman, is a straight line. Are y'all praying with me? But it's also true that the straight line doesn't mean that it's necessarily the best route. Are y'all praying with me? God chose in our lesson the destination for his people to be liberated. Somebody say liberated. It was to what? The promised land. Somebody say promised land. But there was one problem. They could have went up, and I looked at the map. I can't tell you every city or every country that was there, but I looked up that coastal map of the Mediterranean Sea, and I saw that it was a straight run from down here in Egypt all the way to Canaan. Are y'all praying with me? It was a straight line. But notice in our lesson today, God did not allow the Israelites to take that path. He did what? He took them on a different direction. That's why when people say you're church hopping, sometimes you ought to let them know. I just tell them when I was doing it, I'm going from church to church trying to find a comfortable atmosphere. It's not church hopping. Because if your spirit don't abide there, then you don't need to be there. Huh? I heard an old preacher say one time, if the atmosphere is not conducive to the soul, you better leave it alone. If it does not come in line with the word of God, you better leave it alone. So what happens in God's opinion? The Bible says here, the Israelites were not ready. Huh? Sister Bond, I got curious. Why wasn't they ready? Huh? They wasn't ready because if they would have took the straight path from down where they were all the way to Canaan, they would have dealt with some harsh opposition. The Bible says that God, it's in the Bible here, just one thing and I'm done. The Bible says that it came to pass in verse 17 that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines. Huh? Why didn't he do it? Well, I got curious. He didn't do it because he knew that perhaps the Israelites might decide that they were a people of war and then turn back. Huh? Anybody know anything about turning back? Huh? I do know that sometime when the fire gets hot, we want to turn back. Sometime when the way gets dark, we want to what? Turn back. Sometime when our ways get hard to climb mountains, valleys get so low, we want to turn back. But I declare there's no turning back on this Christian walk. But notice now, there were two ways to get to Canaan. It was either the shortcut way or the way through the wilderness. Now, I want to talk just for a moment, Pastor, about the shortcut way. Anybody know anything about the shortcut? Huh? Don't fool me now. Don't fool me now. Too many times in all of our lives, we want the shortcut way. I ask the guys to work late sometime, and they wonder, why do you have what you have? That's because you want the shortcut way out. I want the long-term benefits. So when it's time to work, there comes along some benefits. The benefits are overtime. The benefits are double time. Anybody know anything about double time? Huh? Triple time. We don't have that now, Pastor. They took that away from us. But up there in New York, they got double time, triple time. He knows what I'm talking about. Now, down here, they were so unappreciative until the triple time got taken away. Then we began to complain. You know what triple time could mean to some of us? Huh? Good God Almighty. When I think about how good God is, it don't matter if it's triple time, set time, or regular time, he still opens the doors for blessings. But I'm almost done now, Pastor. God took them on the toughest route. The toughest route was through the wilderness. Well, understand something here. He had just delivered, Sister Kitchens, his people from 400 years in Egypt. And much of that spent in slavery. He delivered them right on schedule, according to his word. And in Genesis, the 15th chapter, somewhere around verse 13, the Lord said that for 400 years it had already been predicted that they would be strangers, somebody say strangers, in a land of their own, and they would be enslaved and mistreated. Anybody know anything about being mistreated? Huh? I used to hear the old folks say it, I had to give up my rights for somebody else's wrong. You know anything about being mistreated? When you know it's right, stay with right. Don't go along with wrong. That's why we try to teach one another. It's not good always to go along with the crowd. The crowd won't get us into heaven. All right, Pastor, I'm done now, but God has a way of dealing with us, and he takes us on the scenic route. The scenic route is a way that is not the fastest. Notice earlier, I was sharing with you that we went to Gatlinburg on a scenic route, and on that scenic route, we went through some curves. We went through some slopes. We went through some mountains. We went through some hills. And on our way up to Gatlinburg, I discovered that you can look over off to the side, and it seems like it's as deep as a 20-story building. Are y'all praying with me? But I declare, as we kept on turning around those turns, every turn I would make, I would ease up on the gas. Oh, y'all ought to pray with me now. Every time I eased up on the gas, I would put my foot on the brake. And that's how God works sometimes. God will let us gas up and run as far as we can run. But every now and then, God got to put the brakes on us. And when God put the brakes on us, he has to let us know that he's still God. And he has the power to do what he said he would do. Now, Dr. Steed, the scenic route always takes the longest. The Bible is clear that God does not seem to be in a big hurry than we are. He takes his time. A good example, he called Abraham when he was 75 years old. He said that I will promise to give you a son. But that son wasn't born until Abraham, read the story, was about 100 years old. And if you read the story, Sarah was past Mother Boston. She was past motherhood bearing age. And in motherhood bearing age, the Bible records that she was about 90 years old. I tell you, only a God can make that happen. So sometime when God gets ready to bless, he takes us on the scenic route, which usually takes the longest. But on the scenic route, it's not the most efficient route from our point of view. Sister Kitchen, the scenic route sometimes doesn't always make sense to us. Brother Kelly, we question why. And sometimes we question why until our eyeballs fall out. But a lot of times when we question why, God is sitting back making intercession for us. He's sitting back making his claim, saying, Kitchen, I had to launch you out into the deep so that I can let you know that you need to lean and depend on me. So the scenic route, a lot of times, is not the most efficient. It's in the scenic route where we need to follow him, Brother Jackson, willingly, because there are some unseen obstacles. There are some false turns. There are some detours. And sometimes God will lead us just like he led the children of Israel through the wilderness. And it's in the wilderness where lessons need to be learned. But then not only that, the scenic route is sometimes the most difficult route. Are y'all going to pray with me? God becomes our shield. He becomes our strength. He becomes our protector. He becomes our deliverer. That's why I love the psalmist when he said, God is my help. All of my help only comes from God, who is the maker of heaven and earth. The good thing the psalmist says about that, Sister Young, is that he neither slumber nor he sleeps. He is our keeper. He is our shade. He is our sun, and the sun and the moon shall not strike us by day, nor the moon by night. So God led Israel into the wilderness to allow them to see more of his provision. And as a result, Dr. Steed allowed their faith to grow. And new members, I don't care where you are. Always put your faith in Jesus. Because the Bible says he is the author. He is the finisher of all of our faith. And he is everything that we need. The scenic route sometimes is not the most beautiful route. But understand, God is with us. For 40 long years, he had to leave Israel into the wilderness. And in the wilderness, there are lessons to be learned. What are those lessons? We got to learn how to trust in the Lord. I remember a song some time ago saying, I will trust in the Lord. I'm going to stay on the battlefield for my Lord. Why? Because he gives us provision. He provides for us every day of our lives. He will never leave us nor forsake us. I'm closing. and I'm done. It took God, through his son Jesus, watch this now, to take the scenic route all the way, Sister Wissett, to Golgotha's hill. Huh? You remember how Jesus had to go from court to court? Huh? I'm talking about the scenic route. God could have took him straight to the cross. But he had to go from court to court. He had to be led all the way to Golgotha's hill. The scenic route. But now, on that route, picture in your mind where they hung him there on the cross. Peter himself said, Lord, this don't make any kind of sense. Jesus said, get behind me, Peter. You don't know the reason. I've got a work I've got to do. That's what I want to leave with you new members. There is a work to do. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter who you are. Black, yellow, brown, orange, green. Whatever the color is, there is a work to do. For all of us. That's why Jesus told Peter in 3 days, destroy this body, and I'll rise again. 3 days. You do know that the three signifies some things. Huh? Yes, there are three patriarchs in the Bible. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Are y'all with me? There are three divisions of the Godhead, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Are y'all with me? Huh? There are three dimensions of time, the past, the present, and the future. Huh? There are three, the number three. What happened to Jesus? The Bible says from the sixth to the ninth hour. That was 3 hours. Huh? Three has significance. He hung on the cross. But 3 days later, that's what I love about it. He got up out of that grave. Life-saving power. Resurrection power. Power to make us walk right. Power to make us love right. Resurrection power is all in his hands. So we don't always see what God sees. We don't always see the best for ourselves and what we're in. So when you look at trouble, when you look at situations in your life, look at them as a glory curve and not something negative. There's a reason why God takes us the way he takes us. Huh? I heard Adrian, and I'm going to take my seat. He can appreciate what God has done for him. We all can appreciate what God has done for us. Huh? Some people are able to ride in different types of cars. Huh? Some people are able to ride in BMWs, Mercedes, and all those, the Teslas, and all those things. But whatever car God has blessed you with, You ought to give God the praise. You ought to give God the glory for what he has done. Whatever house he's given you, it can be the lowest of low, but appreciate it, because right around the corner, you never know, the blessing may come. That's what happened to Israel. They was on the scenic route, but the blessing came. Read the story. God had to feed them with manna. He had to lead them by a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire during the night. God led them. And what I like about that 22nd verse, Pastor, and I'm going to my seat, it says God never read the story, the 22nd verse of that 13th chapter. God never took his presence away from them. That's what I love about being on Jesus' side. If I ain't got but 1 cent in my pocket, I'm happy, because I know what it's like to be down to nothing. But God is always up to something. Are y'all going to pray with me? Let us stand to our feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this hour. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for all of our services today. We bless your name and we give glory to your name. Thank you for endowing us with your power. Your word soothes our needs. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Your word helps us to grow stronger. And Father, this day, this hour, we pray blessings now upon this, your church, and all churches all over this land and country. That, Father, there will be those that will yield unto you. What must I do to be saved? Come now, Father, this hour, this second, this moment. And Father, fix us. Take us where you want us to be. Father, if you have to take us in a different direction, then do so, because your will has to be done. In the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of trials and tribulations, set us down as you did the Israelites there in the wilderness. And God, clean us up in our hearts, in our minds, that, Lord, we can live for you and you only. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Will there be one today? Would there be one today? You may be listening out in TV land or radio land or wherever you are. I want to offer Jesus to you right now, this hour, this moment, wherever you are. Let me just say this, and I promise you, I'm going to sit down. It's never too late. No matter what you've done, it's never too late to come to Jesus. You may think, I've been the worst person I can ever be, but that's all right. People look at that differently. But God looks at us another way. He don't look at us like man looks at us, people. He looks at our innermost being.
If you're there right where you are, pray this prayer. God, in the name of Jesus, I confess my belief in you. I confess all of my faults. Lord, I give all that I have to you and you only. I want a renewed state of mind, a renewed heart. I want a clean spirit, Holy Spirit. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. Amen, Pastor.
Along
the way, Lord, if you lead me, I will not stray.
Lord,
let me walk
each day.
Let's give God some praise today. Amen. Thank God for Reverend Kitchen and that dynamic message today. Amen. We just might be seated. We just need to learn how to wait on God. Amen. Every time we get ahead of God, we mess up. And there's consequences to that. Amen. Beautiful message today. Amen. Our new members service today. Once again, give our new members a hand. Amen. We want to thank our chairperson, Sister Angela, for being so dutiful and putting this program together. Sister Young, she's kind of quiet and laid back. Amen. So she's going to come at this time. Amen. And she's going to give us what she has for us. Give her a hand as he comes.
Good afternoon, church. To Pastor Steed, First Lady Steed, Reverend Kitchens, ministers on the roster, deacons, deaconess, mothers, visitors, and our New Hope family, I come before you to welcome our newest members from 2020 and 2021 to New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. As I call your name, will you please stand? Deacon Jerome Wyatt. Sister Evelina Danford. Sister Denise Gardner. Sister Teresa Igo. Thank you all. We welcome you. I know there is a lot to be done. We're excited to celebrate you and excited for what the new year is going to bring, for not only for the new members, for all of us here at New Hope. Thank you for your time. Sister Kitchens, I have something for Reverend Kitchens. I think he went to the back, but
Amen.
I'll give this check to you. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Give Sister Young another hand, if you will, and all of her staff. Amen. They are here. Will you stand? All of the courtesy guild, will you please stand? All of them. Amen. Okay. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. All right. All right. We're going to get ready to go home now. Amen. We thank God for you being here today. Thank our male chorus for singing so beautiful. Amen. Thank our musicians. God bless you. Amen. God used Brother Adrian today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like when the musicians catch on fire. Hallelujah. It's not about the paycheck. It's about giving God glory. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. Praise God. Amen. We want to thank all of our ministers, all of our officers, mothers. Amen. Ushers, thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank our sound technicians. Amen. And thank you for being here. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. Amen. Once again, one more time, give it up for Reverend Kitchen for that dynamite message. Praise God. Let us stand as we get ready to leave. Amen. God bless you. I'd like for you to just turn and tell somebody I love you. Amen. It's a good thing to tell somebody you love them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Everybody say, everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, amen. Amen. Everybody say, everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, rest, root, and abide with now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Be safe. We love you. Love you, Mama. Happy birthday.